Brandon Merriweather is with us. Good to see you.
Good to see y'all. How y'all doing? Is it really good to see us? Is it really?
It is. You know, any day you can wake up and see some new faces is good.
You know, Michael just asked a great question a moment ago, and I'm curious to get your take on it.
What was the question?
Well, back in the day, if you were a member of the secondary here, and you had a question on the field, you know, what do I do here? What am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? You'd go to a guy like Rodney Harrison, and you'd get your answer. You know, you might not like the answer, but you'd get one.
Not you specifically, but the defensive backs.
Right, I'm saying a defensive back. Who do the defensive backs go to on this team to ask those kinds of questions?
All of us. You know, I think in every aspect of the game, no matter where it comes to, you got somebody who got a lot of experience in that part. You know, so if they wanted to know what they was doing wrong in a deep part of the field, they'll ask me. You know, if they wanted to know what was they doing wrong in the box, they'll ask James. You know, it's a lot of us who got experience everywhere.
I think you're the guy back there in the secondary, the guy with the most experience, and a guy who's been to the Pro Bowl. I was surprised that you didn't start yesterday. Why didn't you start?
You know, the coaches were doing whatever they felt was best for the team at the time. I just, you know, I haven't been myself in practice. And, you know, coaches, you know, wanted to show me that I wasn't, you know, that just because I went there, it wasn't that serious, you know, that I still have to come and play. So, you know, it's basically that was all my fault that I'm not on the field as much.
What weren't you doing in practice? In your opinion, what did you need to do better in practice that you weren't doing?
I just need to be more consistent. You know, I need to be a lot more consistent. I was trying a lot of things in camp and, you know, just to see what they work. And, you know, they wasn't. So, you know, instead of me stop trying them and doing exactly what I was coached, I kept trying them.
They love it when you don't do what's coached, don't they? they get real cranked up about that around here. My guess is that the secondary coaches probably are less interested in you trying what you want to try and more interested in you doing what they want.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
That's what it's like.
What were they doing yesterday, the Jets? What were they doing differently from an offensive standpoint in the second half that they weren't in the first? Because I felt like you guys really controlled the game in the first half.
To be honest, nothing. I think it was all on us. You know, we was missing tackles. We was, you know, just not playing aggressive like we was in the first half. You know, in the first half we came in, we was playing aggressive, we was hyped up, we was having fun. In the second half it just seemed like we was dead. You know, we wasn't having fun, we wasn't cranked, we wasn't doing nothing that got us success in the first half.
Now, you seem like a guy who enjoys getting people pumped up. Do you ever feel like, all right, I need to get these guys, I need to get the level up a little bit? Do you ever take that upon yourself?
Yes. Yes, you know, I like to call myself the party starter. You know, actually, you know, yes, yeah, I enjoy, you know, starting the party. You know, anytime you could start the party with in a great way, like a big hit or, you know, interception or cause fumble or anything that could start the party to get it going, you know, that set the tempo for everything.
They didn't want a party yesterday? They didn't want to start the party yesterday?
We wanted to start the party. You know, I just think everybody was waiting for somebody else to start it.
Isn't this the second week in a row where in the second half this defense needed a party started that didn't happen?
To be completely honest with you, I don't know. I think last night was you know, out of character for us. You know, I just don't think we had that energy we needed in the second half.
I think part of the concern is that, unfortunately, last year and this year so far, it's not out of character. Second half performances for this team have been a question mark for you guys.
That's true. You know, I don't know. I just think we need to find some way to come in the second half and start the party all over again like we did in the first.
What do you do after a game like that, Brandon? I mean, you lose that game on the road, and I'm sure you're replaying the game in your mind on the way home. Then what do? When you get here, do you watch it again on your own and then before watching it with the team?
To be honest, no, I don't. I try to get this game as far as out of my memory so I can move on and, you know, watch it with my coaches, talk to some of my coaches and see what could I have done myself and what could the team have done that I could help with to help us move on. So that's pretty much what I do. So that's gonna be my job, and I'm finna see. You know, I went to talk to Bill to see exactly what I could do to help the team, and he told me. So therefore, I'm on my journey to start back, you know, helping the team.
In your opinion, what's one thing you look at and see, man, I could have had that one, or I could have done better. What's one thing from this game that really jumps out at you from your perspective?
I just got to be more consistent. Just more consistent. You know, I can't be a Pro Bowl caliber player on one play, then, you know, a practice squad caliber player on another play. You know, I just got to be all around consistent.
When you were out there on the field, did you feel like the Jets were doing things differently offensively in the second half from the first half? Were they giving you different looks that you didn't see in the first half?
No. I think they threw in one wrinkle in the second half that we didn't see in the first half.
With those trips receivers off to one side?
Yes. And, you know, Bill made a great adjustment to that, and then they stopped running it. As soon as they seen that we had a solution to stop it, they stopped running it. So it's not that the Jets did anything so impressive or something that we just couldn't stop. It's just that we wasn't making the plays.
You're a young defender on this squad. Heck, everybody on this squad seems to be young defenders. But Darius Butler's even younger than you. Is part of your job to try to keep his confidence up, his spirits up, after a game like yesterday where things didn't go his way?
Apparently y'all don't know Darius Butler.
He's very confident on his own.
Hey, not much of an issue?
He's very confident. That's one person who I can always say, you know, he going to keep his head above water without no help. You know, my job is just to make sure that he don't put it in the tank. You know, he's a great player. He's going to be a real good player in this league. And, you know, I just hope he, you know, realize that soon.
Who else is a real confident guy? Are you one of those guys too?
Oh,
you
yes.
Guys, you go back and forth
yes.
with.
Yes, I'm a very confident guy. I have always been a very confident guy. I think playing this game, if you're not very confident, then you can't play this game.
And I'm sure you have your own natural confidence. But who did you pattern yourself after, or who was a mentor who taught you that type of mentality?
Honestly, nobody. You know, all my life I have been like that. I always been, you know, one of them ones who always just was more confident and always tried to do my own, find my own swag. And, you know, I just happened to come up with it.
Got a good tradition at the school you went to for some
stuff. Oh, yeah. You know, that helps, too.
I was going to say, I don't.
Coming behind Ed and Sean and Benny Blaze and all the players like that, you know, that helps a lot.
Not a lot of low-key Miami secondary guys, Dale.
Well, actually, Ed is more of a low-key Miami guy than all of us. You know, Ed not going to do too much talking. You know, he just a smart player, and Sean was the biggest talker out of all of us. You know, I think I was more of in the middle.
Does this defense have defensive playmakers, and who are they?
Yes. I think we have a lot of defensive playmakers. I think Mayo, Spikes, Big V. I think Gerard Warren, Taylor Benekane. We have a lot.
Again, going back in recent Patriots history, you'd think of names like Rodney Harrison, like Teddy Bruschi, like Mike Vrabel, guys who would come up with key defensive plays at key times. And I'm not seeing a bunch of those, both last year and so far this year.
Yeah, I agree. That's going to come. That's, you know, we still young, and, you know, we still have some immaturities, but that's going to come. That will come.
What are some of the immaturities?
Like for myself, just being more consistent. You know, like I told y'all earlier, I just, you know, I can only speak for myself with the maturity problems. You know, I just got to be more consistent.
Is this team going to be able to crank it up again for Buffalo after playing the Jets yesterday? And I know the answer is, of course we can.
Come on,
every
man.
Game's the same.
Do you really have to ask me that?
But come on.
Come on.
Don't try to sell me this every game's the same.
Listen,
stuff.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. The problem is that if you can't get yourself cranked up every week, then you don't need to be in this league. Win or lose. If you can't get yourself cranked up every week, you don't need to be playing, period.
But Jets week is different.
Every week is different.
He,
so what you gonna say?
He has been brainwashed. By
I haven't been
here.
Brainwashed. The question is, what you gonna do? What you gonna say when Miami comes and when we go to Miami? You gonna say, "Oh, Miami week is different. Miami week is different from the Jets week." How is that?
I don't think it feels the same. Does it to you? Does it to you?
Every game feel the same. So the Colts week is different from the Jets week too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess, well, you know, and maybe as a fan, I do think differently. As a fan, I think that the Jets-Patriots rivalry is different than the Jets, than the Patriots-Buffalo rivalry, or even the Patriots-Miami rivalry. Maybe players don't see it that way.
To be honest, completely honest with you, I take every game as it's supposed to be. That's just me. I take every game serious. I look at every game like it's a rivalry. That's just me. I just look at every game like it's supposed to be, you know, your best game.
Yeah, I think what fans are looking at is the Jets and Hard Knocks, and you have a lot of Boston, New York, and a lot of trash
talking.
That's from a fan. That's from
a fan perspective.
I know
what y'all trying to say. Yeah, I feel.
And for you,
that.
You say, hey, well, you got to play the Jets, and then you got to play Buffalo, and
right.
It's a divisional opponent, and you got to play the Dolphins, it's
right?
A divisional opponent,
right? But you know, from that standpoint, you know, I understand what the fans are thinking. You know, the Jets do a lot of talking. They do. They do a lot of talking. They have a great defense. They have a great team. You know, they do a lot of talking, and you know, they have a coach who allows it.
He does a lot of talking too.
Exactly.
he probably talk more than all of them.
So you know, whenever you got a team like that, you know, you want to play just that much better, just to say y'all be quiet, you know what I mean? But hey, you know, just cuz a team don't talk, that don't mean you know. That's how we look at it, you know. The teams that talk a lot is you, of course, you want to play that much better. But the teams that don't talk a lot, you know, like the Colts, you want to play that much better too. So that's why I say every game we play, we try to play the same.
And as you know, you got to watch out for the quiet ones now. You got to watch out for the quiet ones.
That is very true.
Pay attention to the
quiet ones. Are there any quiet ones on the Jets?
No.
Didn't seem like it. I mean, Braylon Edwards got one 15-yard penalty for taunting. Could have gotten another one.
Oh, please don't get me on that.
Yeah,
let's,
man,
let's go somewhere else.
I mean,
next topic.
And that Dan. What is that?
What is that?
Look, listen. Y'all trying to get me in trouble.
No, man.
Next topic, please.
Just saying. If you're going to get fined 15 yards, if you're going to get penalized for 15 yards, make it memorable. I remember a guy from the Rams a couple years ago. Did like a Michael Jackson dance in the end zone. Okay, now there we go. That's something different.
So that's
Deion Branch did it.
See, this is the problem. That's memorable to you. That's memorable to y'all. See, we know exactly what he was doing.
Oh, what was he doing?
He was doing the Dougie. You know, he was trying to do the Dougie. Right. It was just a way to, you know, to try to put fear into D-Butt, thinking that, you know, he's in trying to get in D-Butt head, but.
Did he pull not in the fear sense, but did he pull off what he was trying to do? How was the execution of what he was trying to do?
Oh, I've done terrible.
Thank you. That's what I mean.
The execution was terrible.
Terrible. Come on.
Look, see, now y'all finna get me into this again. That's what I mean.
Nah, you're fine. You're fine.
Brandon, it was good to talk to you.
Thank
talk
y'all.
To you again. Take
Thank
care.
Y'all.
Brandon Merriweather joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.